Amid all the focus on the rebuilding of the Jersey Shore in the aftermath of Sandy, Atlantic City has been largely ignored, probably because its tourist area suffered little damage in the storm. But as New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian reports, there's been confusion about just what was damaged and whether the gambling mecca has recovered.
On the night Sandy made landfall last October, early reports were that Atlantic City was in bad shape.
We can show you what's left of the boardwalk in Atlantic City as we take a look at the storm.
Where the boardwalk was before is completely gone, disappeared.
There's no boardwalk left. The boardwalk is gone.
It's been 7 months since Sandy, and that stretch of boardwalk in front of me here still hasn't been fixed. All that remain are pieces of concrete support beams and a small rubbish pile a few dozen feet away with a few of the boards that were ripped from their pilings. But here's the thing. This is at the far north end of the island. It was in disrepair even before the storm, and it's just not a place many tourists would ever go. Downtown near the casinos, the scene is quite different.
We're standing on the beautiful Atlantic City boardwalk that's still intact.
Jeff Guaracino works with the Atlantic City Alliance, a nonprofit marketing organization funded by the casinos.
We hear the roar of the ocean. We hear the sound of the seagulls. We see people strolling, people who are running and biking and really getting ready for what's going to be, we think, a terrific summer season.
But Guaracino says several groups have canceled their conventions, and some visitors have stayed away due to nagging misperceptions about damage to the tourist parts of town. He's optimistic, though, that things will get better.
The real telltale sign is how well does Atlantic City do at the end of the summer when you take out everything else? How many hotel rooms are occupied? Is the boardwalk more busy? And by the time we get to the one-year anniversary of Superstorm Sandy, we believe that people will know that Atlantic City is not only open, but they had a good time during their visit this past summer.
But the upbeat tourism pitch doesn't tell the whole story. You see, if you drive around Atlantic City, it's clear that it's not as glitzy as Vegas, but you wouldn't know from looking just how down on its luck it really is. Faced with growing competition from neighboring states, Atlantic City's gaming revenue has been declining for six straight years. The flooding from Sandy hit the city's poorest neighborhoods, where 20% of the people live in poverty.
The businesses are running, casinos are up and running, but our families, our school system, our students, you know, they are not back to normal.
Cynthia Lorena works with the Atlantic City schools. Immediately after Sandy, she says local businesses were eager to make donations to families in need. They gave food, gift cards, and appliances. But it's gotten a lot harder as the media spotlight has faded.
We're getting no's and we're getting doors closed in our faces because we keep hearing, well, you guys are okay. Other parts have been affected. But it's like, no, we were affected too.
Lorena is particularly concerned about immigrants who have limited English skills and have had trouble navigating the complex maze of insurance and government aid. People like Mohammed Kabir from Bangladesh, who works in the kitchen of one of the casinos. He lives on a dead-end street in a neighborhood of Asian and Hispanic immigrants, just a few blocks from the boardwalk, but it's a world away. His home took on 4 feet of water during the storm, so he, his wife, and his two young daughters have been crammed in a tiny room in the back, while the rest of the house remains gutted.
Come on. This is a small studio room. I live here. I sleep with the floor. My wife, baby, go to the bed. What are you going to do?
He cooks at a friend's house several blocks away, carrying pots of chicken curry back through the streets to feed his family dinner. The brick walls in the front of the home are still jagged, and the ceiling beams are leaning.
I can sleep look like a couple of hours.
I can't sleep more than a couple of hours, Kabir says. I could wake up in the morning, sometimes 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I'm thinking too much. What are you going to do? How am I going to take care of my kids? Housing advocates say many apartments in the city were destroyed by Sandy, and there's a severe shortage of affordable rental housing. Overall, more than 60% of the households in Atlantic City that were affected by the storm were low income, and more than half of the city's renters who registered for FEMA aid reported incomes of less than $15,000. Many of these folks depend on the casinos for work. They were struggling prior to Sandy. Now their situation is even worse, and their story, unfortunately, doesn't fit into the feel-good narrative about the Jersey Shore coming back strong. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.